When Zeus came to power, there was not much he did not desire. And no one did he desire more than the goddess Asteria, daughter of the Titans Coeus and Phoebe. Asteria and her then pregnant sister Leto, goddess of the witchcrafts, tried to flee from Zeus, but no place on earth was out of reach for the god king of Olympus. So Asteria turned herself into a wandering island, hidden from the eyes and hands of Zeus. Here, her sister could birth two children, Apollo and Artemis. And many years passed, and the island started to inhabit life. Halflings, orcs, elves, and humans. Yes, many creatures grew from the island. Some of them even blessed with the magic and witchcraft of Leto. But Artemis and Apollo feared that one day Zeus would find them. So they created a weapon of tremendous power, in case the unspeakable would occur. But the sheer power of this weapon shined like a beacon to every god and every titan in the world. Asteria and Leto were furious and casted Apollo and Artemis in a prison deep, deep below the island and broke the weapon into 6 pieces. But the damage was done. And now there's a shift in the winds in Asteria as Zeus draws closer to the island. However, the Sisters of Fate has sprung the most curious of threats, and it seems now the future of Asteria is in the hands of some unlikely heroes.
Look, I don't care if he sucked Celestian's dick for this insight. There is no way he could know this without spying on us. Come on, guys.
This is their story. Welcome to Lost in Asteria, a D&D podcast with a serious story about silly people. Here we play Dungeons & Dragons, a collective storytelling game where the players are the heroes of their own adventure. So sit down, relax, and listen to stories from the world of Asteria.